Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Here's five low to no cost tools that you can use to manage your business. One of the things that is really top of mind when you're just, especially when you're just starting out, is how to get by with spending as little as possible on the management of your business. You know, there's tools that just work great, but they cost a good bit. For instance, QuickBooks Online. You know, you're going to spend a minimum of pushing $100 a month just for the invoicing software. Although it does a lot more than invoicing, that's the biggest thing that draws people to it. It also, you can connect your bank to it and all of that. That's a really good one. Another one in a similar, that's very similar to that, is Zoho Books. Those both work very close alike. I'm not sure which one I like best. I've used them both. But I want to show you five things that you can use low to no cost. The first thing that you can do as an invoicing and estimating software is to sign up for PayPal, which most people use, and also Stripe, which is a credit card processing software. But you can also, they also have an integrated invoicing system, and then people can just pay directly through the invoices. Both of those work okay for that. They're great for what they do, which is process payment and also allow you to send invoices, but they're not the best out there. The one that I would recommend just starting out, if you're fairly new and you want something very low to no cost, and you know you need to send estimates and invoices and also receive payments, manage your customers, things like that, is Wave Apps. Wave.apps. Go just search that, look it up, look Wave Invoicing Software. They have apps on Android and I believe iPhone, and they have a free version which can do just about everything you need. They do charge a percentage on credit card processing, but everybody does. So that's neither here nor there. I don't think that's going to make or break it. But I find that for new businesses, like Wave Apps is just, it just works good. I really like it for myself as well. And I've used QuickBooks and Zoho. And they all have different features. The other tools that you can use is, or two of them are Google products. And now I recommend, I mean, not for the privacy features, of course, because you know that they're seeing everything you do and they use your data, but their products just work great. But I like to use Google Drive to upload my receipts to, because they have the scanning feature, and all of my receipts get scanned and saved to Google Drive. It just works well. And then Google Docs is also a, it works really well for keeping notes on projects, for drawing up contracts and sending them to people. I like that a lot because it saves it into a place that's accessible from any device that you have. If you need to send anything, Google Drive works great, but I really love it, especially for the saving your receipts feature. That's what I use it for the most. So those five tools that you can check out, use in your business. Three of them are invoicing softwares. I recommend you go with Wave. And then the other two are Google products. So most of you have a Google account. Just use those things in your business. They also have spreadsheets. They have a lot of different products you can use for free. So if you have Google already, start using it for your business. I'd love to hear your recommendations. If you have products that you use low to no cost in your business, let me know what those are, and I can recommend those in the future as well. Do good work.